This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Katie Couric toured an abortion clinic with her cameras in tow for a report released Wednesday showing Planned Parenthood as a safe and welcoming environment. Contrast that with a recent survey of candid online Yelp reviews at The Federalist, and you'll read women, actual clients, describing Planned Parenthood in other terms. One woman wrote of her experience there saying, "Frankly, I'm scared." A midwife has been told by a judge in Sweden that to keep her job, she must turn away from her objections to abortion. Onerous words from any bench, the court said that the infringement of the just conscience rights of nurse Eleanor Grimmark are less important than the demand by others for abortion. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A Catholic bishop is introducing the idea of authentic freedom into the debates rising from academic freedom. A Catholic college permitted a pro-Planned Parenthood display on the heels of a pro-life display. But Indiana Bishop Kevin Rhodes says that Christians may not look the other way in the face of attacks against the most vulnerable. He compared portrayals of Planned Parenthood to portrayals of the Ku Klux Klan. Celebrating one is similar to celebrating the other. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.